Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we focus on friends.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, love of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me, He, my Savior, makes me whole.
Lord, thank You for this time that we can fellowship together in Your presence. And as we look at friendship this hour, we start with You. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that is You. Father, Your Son, Jesus, said that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that is exactly what He did. He gave His life for us that we might have an eternal relationship with You. Friends are faithful, and faithfulness is one of Your many attributes. And You have blessed us with many friends here. God, thank You for the friends that we have. They are indeed a gift from you. We're blessed by you through them. Lord, as we invest this time together, please help us to learn what you want us to learn about friends. Help us to show ourselves friendly to others. Amen.
smile, make them think you're happy. Lie and say that things are fine, and hide that empty longing that you feel. Don't ever show it, just keep your heart concealed. Why are the days so lonely? I wonder where can the heart go free? And who will dry the tears that no one sees? There must be someone to share your silent dreams. Caught like a leaf in the wind, looking for a friend, where can you turn? Whisper the words of a prayer, and you'll find him there, arms open wide, love in his eyes. Jesus, he meets you where you are. Oh, Jesus, he heals your secret scars. All the love you're longing for is Jesus, the friend of a wounded heart. Joy comes like the morning, hope deepens as you grow, and peace beyond the reaches of your soul come flowing through you, for love has made you whole. Once like a leaf in the wind, looking for a friend, where could you turn? You spoke the words of a prayer, and you found him there, arms open wide, love in his eyes. Jesus, he meets you where you are. The friend of a wounded heart. Oh, Jesus, he heals your secret scars. All the love you're longing for, all the love that you need is Jesus, the friend of a wounded
Call to Worship listeners David and Connie write, "You're right about this program being a fantastic way to begin the morning. This program has been a beautiful and welcome respite." Regarding the music, Yolanda commented, "Many of these songs help me in my daily life and crisis." Glenda posted on our Facebook page in regards to the program theme of grace, "I love this theme. Can't wait until Sunday to hear these uplifting songs. My Sunday mornings are not complete without Call to Worship. Thank you." Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website, www.calltoworship.us. On our website, you can also find a playlist of all the songs you heard on today's program, along with other important information about this ministry. And for advance information regarding our program topic for next week, visit our Facebook page. Just look for Call to Worship. Thank you for listening today.
I've got hope when things look bad, and I can smile when I should be sad. I've got friends who lift me up when I'm feeling low. They watch over me wherever I I'm gonna be with him someday. There's the
Father
right by his son, and the angels, each and everyone, and other friends I miss so much. And I long to see, but knowing I'll be with them one day comforts me. I've got friends in places so high, but not so far away. I'm gonna be with them someday. Why should I run? Why should I hide? What's there to fear when my friends are on?
says, and I'm gonna be with them. Yes, I'm gonna be with them someday.
This is your call to worship.
For every heart that has been broken, every tear that has run dry, when all hopes and dreams leave you wondering if there's really anyone who cares. For everyone whose heart is yearning, for someone who knows your pain, there is one so near, he is standing here, and his love is calling out your. Now from the one whose heart was broken, from the one whose tears were shed, is a cross of grace standing in your place, where you'll find a love that never. Because he
He'll never, 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 never forsake you, even though he knows everything there is to know about you. I recommend Jesus. Jesus, because he is that kind of friend. Oh, he'll walk right in front of you. Thank you, Lord.
Friendships begin and then grow due to mutual interests. As the word says in Amos 3:3, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Listen as the scriptures tell us more about friends. From John 15 in the words of Jesus, "This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I've told you everything that the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other." From Job chapter 6, one should be kind to a fainting friend. Proverbs 17, a friend is always loyal. A brother is born to help in time of need. And in the 18th chapter, there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 27, wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. So says verse 9 of that same chapter 27 of Proverbs. And a little later in the same chapter, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, beginning at verse 8. This is the case of a man who is all alone, without a child or a brother, yet who works hard to gain as much wealth as he can, but then he asks himself, "Who am I working for? Why am I giving up so much pleasure now? It is all so meaningless and depressing. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer." Christ was describing the value of persistent prayer when he used an example of how there are sometimes limits to a friendship. The story found in Luke chapter 11, beginning with verse 5. Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door's locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence." Job 29, "When I was in my prime, God's friendship was felt in my home." Romans chapter 5, verse 10, "For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son." From James chapter 2, "Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God." So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. And finally, these words from James chapter 4. "Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud but favors the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you, a friend. Wash your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world." My listening friend, brothers and sisters in Christ, let God's Spirit work through you so that, as was the case with Abraham, people will see you as a close friend of God.
The wonder
Our call to worship topic this hour has been friends and friendship. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on the air. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address, calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with His blood, May he equip you with all you need for doing his good will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
Each other.